The Burt Show.
All right, entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Billie Eilish is blasting artists for releasing multiple vinyl variants just to boost sales. She says it's bad for the environment. And she said all this right before releasing 8 new variants of her own for her upcoming album. So she announced yesterday that she has a brand new album coming out on May 17th. And everyone's very excited about it. But of course, she has all of these, she's all these statements that she just put out a couple of weeks ago, seemingly shading artists like Olivia Rodrigo, who had 15 variants for Guts, Taylor Swift, who had 11 variants for Folklore and like 8 variants for 1989, and Lana Del Rey, who had like 11, and Harry's House, who had 8, seeming like putting them down like, oh, they're capitalists. They're capitalists. And now she has 8 new variants of her own. But the difference is, they're all made from 100% recycled vinyl, which is what she's done in the past. But to me, it still feels like, okay, if you're going to come down on them for boosting sales and for wanting to basically make a pretty penny off of more variants, you can't come out and put out 8, put out 2, put out 3, put out 4, and make it less seeming like you're trying to get your cash grab.
My guess is she had no idea. I think that's like her people. And that's what the industry does now. And so she was talking about what others do, having no idea that when her album was going to drop, that her label and everybody, there was going to be 8 variants. I guarantee you she didn't find out until after the fact.
The next time we have like a big time celebrity like that on, I want to know like what the line is on final decisions for them.
Because right?
Billie Eilish can't be in on everything. She's not talking to catering every single time, you know? But I wonder at what point does she have final say over things, and then other times the label has complete control.
Because I believe that's her stance, but I bet her management, her label, like they had this in the pipeline and they knew what's going to make money, and she had no clue. She made an album and she probably had other songs, or the fact that they have 8, 9, 10, 11 variants, I'm like, seriously, what's changed on each album? Was it one little thing, or just like that they're different colors, or like,
well, the biggest Billie Eilish fans will want to get all 8.
Well, I know I'm aware, but like, what are, like, I want to know what the variants are that make these different enough that you want all 8.
So Billie's are just different colors. So that's something that she also came down on other artists, is that, oh, it influences people to want to buy more variants because there's one song that you can get on this vinyl but not on this one. Like Taylor's new album has 4 different variants, and each of them has a different song that you won't hear anywhere else except for that vinyl. So she's like, why are you going to do that? Because now they can only hear it if they buy that vinyl. Mm-hmm. So it's pushing a lot of consumption.
I mean, it's a total cash grab. I mean, let's call it for what it is. But the fact that Billie's are only different colors and it's not like actual music and songs that are involved on them makes me think even more she had no idea that they were going to put out her album in like 8 different colors.
I feel like when you get to her level, you just make music. All of the stuff that surrounds the business of you making your music, you really have a little, if any, to do with.
Yeah, I remember having Avril Lavigne in here a long time ago, and when she was on the rise and asking her like what was her surprise about the music industry, and she's like, it's very little about music. The thing that I love about this industry, being in a studio, creating, that's 10% of my time. And now I'm doing these damn interviews as she's doing the interview. So yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, well, I can't remember who said it, but I was watching a documentary, and I want to say it was a Justin Bieber documentary, where when they talk about artists becoming the big names that they are, the one thing they're never prepared to be is the CEO of their own brand and their own company.
Truth.
And so I think some artists are more involved than others. Like, I know for sure Taylor Swift is in on those meetings about which vinyls and which songs should go on which record. And so maybe she feels like this is a step down. Billie's last album had 15 variants, so I guess 8 is an improvement. But I just thought it was interesting timing. It's one thing to push your sustainability, but it's another thing to then kind of shade other artists and then kind of be like, well, is it really that much better?
Because you're doing the exact same thing.
Right. Almost the exact same thing.
Yeah, the timing, that could not have been worse timing for her.
Not even a little bit. All right, Megan Thee Stallion is inviting her fans to a twerking challenge. So she's promoting her new song, Wannabe, by putting out, by trying to find the best butt on Instagram. So she posted a video doing a little booty shaking, and she captioned it, Instagram after dark, LOL, and nobody better not challenge me because this is the best butt on IG. If you think so, tag me in your video, stream Wannabe. So if you start seeing a lot of girls twerking with a Megan Thee Stallion song in the background, you know why. They're trying to become the best butt on Instagram.
Guys are like, thank you, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's going to be a lot of competition.
people sure. want that award, man.
they've been pulling for that award for years online and just didn't know it.
All right, JoJo Siwa is revealing the cosmetic procedure she decided to get done for $50,000. I'll tell you about her new look on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.